Hare Krishna, I welcome everyone to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Thank you all so much for joining us today and giving us your very, very valuable association today on the call. We are very grateful to all the devotees for joining us for the Srila Prabhupada Nilamrata series that we have been doing. And we are almost reaching the fag end of the series. This is a chapter by summary series. Today, we are very, very honored to have Her Grace Vinita Gandharvika Mataji on the call. But before we get started with her beautiful summary, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's quote for today. Today is 3rd February. Srila Prabhupada says, You said that your job is Maya, but you must know that Maya is illusion. As soon as there is absence of Krishna consciousness, that is Maya. But you are working just to help and push Krishna's interest. Therefore, it is not Maya. Anything used in Krishna consciousness is real renouncement. Letter to Jai Govinda, February 3rd, 1970. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, thank you again for joining us in this very wonderful series of Srila Prabhupada Lilamrata. Today, we have Her Grace Vinita Gandharvika Mataji with us, and you all need no introduction to Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. She will be speaking on Srila Prabhupada Lilamrata, chapter 62, and she will summarize the entire chapter for us. So thank you so much, Vinita Mataji, for being there with us. You can now take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Kirti Vilasini Mataji, thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you everyone for joining today's class of Lilamrita. I know many of you are available. Mataji, you can hear me or not?
No, there is excessive echo. So if all the devices can be muted at home.
Yes, it's muted, Mataji. Now also it's echoing.
No, Mataji, it's not echoing for me.
Okay, there is a little feedback towards the end when she speaks, but that's okay, Mataji. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, because I am joining from two devices, but the other device is not connected to audio, Mataji. So I don't think so. I'll continue speaking. If there is an issue, let me know, Mataji. I will talk to you. Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Priti Vilasini Mataji, for giving me this opportunity, Kitida Mataji and Induleka Mataji, for the opportunity. And I know many of you are celebrating today, Nityananda Trayadasi in India. Happy Nityananda Trayadasi to everyone. And I will start the class with the prayers. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalataya चक्षुरन्मृतन्येना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितम् कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सागन ललिता श्री विशाखा वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांता नमोस्तुते ताप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताका स्वामिन्निति नामिने नमाचार्यपादाय निताय कृपप्रदायिने गौरकथाधामा दयानगरग्रामतारिणे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. Once again, thank you so much, everyone, for joining this call. I request everyone, please bless me and pray for me. that I ever should have to speak nicely all the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada in chapter 62. And today is Nityananda Trayodashi. I receive blessings from Lord Nityananda that he will bestow up me to speak the glories of Srila Prabhupada. Nityananda Vadutendur Vasudha Prana Vallabha Janavi Jivita Patihi Krishna Prema Prada Prabhu Padmavati Sutta Sriman Sachinandana Purvaja Bhavon Matto Jagatrata Rakta Gaura Kalevara Nityananda Ki Jai. So today's chapter is chapter 62. We are coming close to the end of the Lilamrita. It is very nice to hear from all the coordinators how nicely they have covered each and every chapter. So nice to hear about Srila Prabhupada's pastimes every Friday, very regularly. So today we are doing chapter 62, which is preaching in Germany. So this chapter starts in August 1969. So exactly what's happening in preaching in Germany? Did Prabhupada went there? How exactly preaching started? Is it going well? Who all are devotees there? Who went there for preaching? Let's see that in this chapter. So Prabhupada actually wanted to go to England. As he finished, he completely finished his responsibilities in West Coast. So he just wanted to travel to England. Because we know that Srila Prabhupada wants to cover each and every place. Especially in the Western world, he wants to preach Krishna conscious. So here we can see that how Srila Prabhupada were like, okay, this place is done. Okay, this place is done. Now next place I have to go. When I was joining this book marathon, they project this map and they say like they put, okay, these dots and everything, they will show us. Okay, in this country, so many books were distributed. In this country, so many books. If you see everywhere, you know, all the map is filled with dots and everywhere it is distributed. Now we can see how Srila Prabhupada's hard work is showing up. Everywhere is going to spread everywhere. And we are able to see that how everyone is getting benefited out of ISKCON. So now Srila Prabhupada wants to go to England. But what happened is in London, there are three devotees who went there, the couples, but they could not find any center or a place to stay. No temple, no center. They themselves were staying in a different places. And it has been a year. So Srila Prabhupada thought, okay, let me give a time there. But he was very anxious about Shivananda, who is very, very young devotee. He went to Germany for preaching. So he had opened there a storefront. So that's why Srila Prabhupada wants to go to Shivananda and meet Shivananda. And also from there, he wants to go to England. And that is also whenever Shivananda is ready, that time they can send a ticket to him so that they can, Srila Prabhupada could go there and visit Shivananda and see how the preaching is going in Germany. So now when they have received the letter from Srila Prabhupada saying that I just wanted to come over there. Is everything okay? Can I come there? If you are ready, please let me know. I will come. Like that, they have received a letter from Srila Prabhupada. So now Shivananda was feeling very anxiety. I mean, he's happy that Prabhupada is coming. But in Germany, there is not much preaching going on in Hamburg. Very few devotees and not much classes are going on. Temple programs are going on. Very small places, storefront is there. So he was anxious. Oh, now what I have to do? How can I manage? Where can Srila Prabhupada stay here? This is very small place. Like that Shivananda was thinking. But still Srila Prabhupada said that he wants to come. So then Shivananda arranged everything. I'm sorry. So Shivananda arranged a train flight ticket for Srila Prabhupada to come, and he sent it. But then what happened? He sent a discounted flight ticket, and at the same time he sent to the wrong address, because he himself was little tensed now what to do, how to arrange. So in that tension, I think he sent it to the wrong address. But then Srila Prabhupada came to know that he wrote it back to them again on the August 5th, saying that I think so things are not settled up over there nicely, and no need to rush up. Don't be hurry in that. That's fine. Be with a cool mind. Don't have to worry or rush out with the things. Let Mukunda get apartment for staying, and let the ticket for the money, everything get arranged. That time I will come. Don't have to worry. Like that, Srila Prabhupada has written to Shivananda back. So who is this Shivananda? We have seen in the previous chapter, if you all remember, in Montreal chapter, when I covered that 2 weeks back, where Shivananda's name was discussed in that chapter. What was that? Why Shivananda came over there? When Srila Prabhupada was talking to the several devotees, at that time, all of them came for Janmashtami celebration at the temple. A lot of people came from different places. So then everybody were asking different questions to Srila Prabhupada. So I think one of the devotees asked, who is very dear to Krishna? Then Srila Prabhupada answered that whoever is trying to give Krishna to others, that person is very dear to me. Hearing that words, Shivananda got very inspired, and he wants to go to London and preach. But then Srila Prabhupada was not agreeing for it, because Shivananda is very small boy, young boy, and he wants to go to a foreign country and preach. It's not going to be that easy. So Srila Prabhupada said, no, that's fine. But Shivananda was insisting again and again, saying that I want to go and preach. Then Srila Prabhupada said, okay, you can go. But then he gave one small warning to him, saying that be careful. An old Calcutta boy, when I came to New York, I never got cheated. So you be careful that you don't get cheated. Like that, Srila Prabhupada told to Shivananda, and Shivananda had very little money, and his mom also helped for the ticket to London. But what happened is, when he went to London, immigration authorities stopped him there. So then he could not go to London. Then he went to Amsterdam. When he went to Amsterdam, immediately, in very less time, he could attract people around, and he could get draw the attention towards him. So what did he do? He was going out for the public on the road, public places, and he started chanting. And we all know the attire of a devotee is not like a regular attire, like how you see in a day other people, right? It's a different devotee, especially Prabhuji's wear dhoti kurta, and we have tilak and everything. So everybody got to see, oh, what is this? What is this? And it was covered in a newspaper. So Shivananda was so happy that it was covered in newspaper. So he wants to share his happiness with his spiritual master. So he wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada, saying that this is what happening in Amsterdam. And then Srila Prabhupada, seeing this letter, he was so happy. Shivananda's bold, pioneering spirit, Srila Prabhupada was feeling so happy. And he wrote letter in back to Shivananda, seeing all the responses from Shivananda. Now Srila Prabhupada is writing back to Shivananda. He's saying that, oh, that is very nice. I have seen the paper that you have sent. I could not understand much, but then I could understand one thing. There it is written, my name, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta. That I could understand. I could also understand that so much success is going there. It's very nice. I'm so happy. Success is there. So then Srila Prabhupada said, always chant Hare Krishna and success is yours. Wherever you are, the success will be yours, because you are chanting Hare Krishna. Now here Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain that how his experience was there when he came alone to New York. So now Srila Prabhupada writes this to Shivananda, saying that when I came to New York, I was also like you, same, helpless. Nobody was there for me. But somehow Krishna's mercy, like students like you have joined me. One after the other, so many join and they help me. This is all because of Krishna. So now Srila Prabhupada was telling that there is one boy who also joined you. I came to know that. That's very nice. That slowly everybody will join you and they all will help you. That is what Srila Prabhupada is saying. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned one important thing that his Guru Maharaj has told him. See, in this world, there is everything given for everyone. Even animals, humans can live happily. There is nothing scarcity. People say, oh, there is scarcity of water. There is scarcity of this. There is scarcity of that. No, nothing. Everything is there. What we wanted, there is one thing is missing. That is God consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. So now Srila Prabhupada is stressing on this word to Shivananda, saying that this is what missing. Everybody is needed this. When they take this, it is going to help to everyone. So be in a good attitude as you are now. Continue the same attitude. Have a good faith on spiritual master and everything will be success. Like this, yeah, written to Shivananda. And is writing more details. He's also saying that you already know what is the success secret. And now you know that how you have to follow, what you have to do to attract people in general and make them to get into Krishna consciousness. Now, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Krishna will help you. You don't have to worry. Everything will be taken care. One more thing Shivananda has mentioned in the letter. So he's taking each and every point what Shivananda has told to Srila Prabhupada. He's trying to answer for each and every thing that Shivananda asked to Srila Prabhupada. Now the second thing Shivananda mentioned was that he was really missing Srila Prabhupada and his god brothers. So then Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, if you are following my instructions and if you are able to chant always Hare Krishna, remember that you are always there with me. When we are carrying our Guru Maharaj's order, then we are there with Srila Guru. There is nothing difference. There is nowhere we are far away from him. That is what here Srila Prabhupada is saying. When you are able to carry my orders, when you are able to preach what I have told to others, then you are there with me. Not only you, your God brothers, everyone is there with me. So don't have to worry about it. So now Srila Prabhupada has written like this to Shivananda. And Srila Prabhupada was always so proud about Shivananda. Whoever he meets, he wants to give an example about Shivananda. Oh, Shivananda is so young. Shivananda has achieved this. Like that, he was giving example for many of them. So now there was a situation where in Canada, devotees in Vancouver was having an issue. They wanted to close the center over there because they are unable to preach and everything was not going well. So then devotees from Canada has written a letter to Srila Prabhupada saying this. And Srila Prabhupada immediately writes the letter back to them saying that devotee never should accept any defeat. Never. We try our best. Why you need to accept a defeat? You depend on Krishna and you will be successful. And at the same time, to encourage devotees in Canada, what did Srila Prabhupada do is, Srila Prabhupada enclosed a letter saying that this is Shivananda's letter to me, how he is preaching in Germany. Read this letter so that you will get encouraged. So like that, Srila Prabhupada was always, encouraging everyone, showing example as Shivananda. And he was Srila Prabhupada always was very eager. What's next step of Shivananda? What is he doing? Until where did he reach in preaching like that? So now Shivananda has to travel from Amsterdam to Berlin. So then where he rented a storefront. And so like that, Srila Prabhupada came to know this information. Like every time Shivananda is moving forward, Srila Prabhupada is getting that information. So now, Srila Prabhupada is saying that it is so pleasing that you have opened a center over there and you are trying to do your service to Krishna. Now Srila Prabhupada is saying you are doing so much and I'm not able to do anything for you. Only one thing I can do is that I can pray for you. And also Srila Prabhupada is saying that if there is any help needed, I can come and help you. Don't worry. Don't think that it is too cold over there. That's fine. That's okay. I can still come and help you in Germany. Like that, Srila Prabhupada was writing back to Shivananda. It's in the whole chapter, we could see the glories of Shivananda Prabhu and love and affection of Srila Prabhupada towards Shivananda and all the disciples. So now here we can see that So Shivananda, once he reached there, there is another two boys who joined Shivananda. There is one boy who is American boy, but he knows how to speak German language. His name is Krishnadasa, and other one is Uttam Slokprabhu. So both were in California, but then they joined Shivananda to help. So Shivananda was only 18 years old, and Krishnadasa was also very young. He's also 18 years old. And he was working in a jewelry shop. Even in California, he was working in jewelry shop. So he wanted to find the same kind of job in Germany so that he can get some money. He can support the center. So like that, he thought and he came here. But everything was going so nicely. All the information was going back to Srila Prabhupada, how they are progressing and everything. Suddenly what happened is Srila Prabhupada has received one more letter. Before that, what Srila Prabhupada is thinking in his mind about Germany. So Srila Prabhupada is thinking that Germany has lot of intelligent people. If Krishna consciousness grows there, it will be very nice. Like that, Srila Prabhupada is always thinking about it. But in the letter what Srila Prabhupada received in December, it was a little disappointing for Srila Prabhupada. What is there in that letter? So now let's see. There, Shivananda is saying that I'm going to leave Europe. Because why? We will see now. It has been like 5 months after his arrival, and he was writing this letter to Srila Prabhupada saying that I wanted to leave. Well, now Srila Prabhupada was very anxious to know what exactly happened. So now Srila Prabhupada is writing in back saying that you have told me that you are leaving Germany. What is the reason? What happened? Even Krishnadasa was disappointed and he also wanted to come back. What is the reason? Why do you guys wanted to come back? You are not so clear in the letter. You are not mentioning details properly. Actually, where do you want to go after you are coming from back from Germany? Either you want to go to Vrindavan or in Montreal, or where do you want to stay? Or you want to go back to your mother? It's not clear. Nothing information is so clear for me. You please write the details, everything clearly. And Srila Prabhupada is also mentioning that you are telling that your devotional service is in little bit not in good state. Now it's not going properly. But if you don't follow the orders of the spiritual master, or if you are going against the order of the spiritual master, or if you're not telling anything to spiritual master, then where is the question of your devotional service? There is no any devotional service. So better you write me in detail everything, and you make me clear what happened, and make sure try your best to stay there. It doesn't matter even if you are not able to preach, but if you follow the instructions of guru, then automatically success will come to you. So like that, Srila Prabhupada was writing a letter to Shivananda, and we can see that here how Srila Prabhupada was stressing the main point that if we are able to follow the orders of Guru, then the success is nice. Thinking that, okay, I got a service today and I'm not able to do that service, whatever our Guru has told, oh, I'm able to not do my daily sadhana properly, this is not helping me, like that, then it is all going to... It is not going to help us. It's going to worsen our situation in Krishna consciousness. First thing is, first we need to follow whatever Guru has told. Then automatically everything will be set. Even our sadhana will be perfect. Everything, all the places wherever we are trying to preach, everything will be success. So that is what here Srila Prabhupada is trying to tell to Shivananda. If you just follow my instructions and stay there, everything will be fine. Hearing these words, Shivananda agreed to stay there back. So now Shivananda is now back in Germany. He did not wanted to go back because he is having very much faith on his spiritual master's words. Now we can see that another situation came up from India. Achyutananda Prabhu had written a letter to Srila Prabhupada saying that he has some situations where he is not able to handle and is not able to cope up with his devotional service. So now again, Srila Prabhupada was giving an example of Shivananda, and also he's telling that stick to it. Don't leave it. Don't leave it. Never leave devotional service. Never leave Krishna consciousness. Whatever it is happening, we should try our best. And rest we leave to Krishna. Try to follow what Guru is saying. And definitely our success is there. So like that, Srila Prabhupada was writing letter. And Srila Prabhupada letters here, always here the author is saying that what he is saying is, always Srila Prabhupada's letters gives so much of encouragement. But this time, Srila Prabhupada's letters is like more encouragement is there. More like saying that, stick to it. Don't leave. Always. Don't accept the failure. We need to get success. Never there is a backstep. We will definitely get success if we have belief on our spiritual master and Krishna. So like that, Srila Prabhupada was writing letter back to Achyutananda. And now we will move to the session where in Hamburg, August 25th, 1969, where Srila Prabhupada finally arrived to Germany. Now how he came, all that we will see now. So now Srila Prabhupada and with him Purushottam Prabhu also came. From Los Angeles, they fly to New York. And from New York, in Lufthansa Airlines, they came to Hamburg. Like that, when they are flying in the airport, in the flight, the air hostess was trying to serve Srila Prabhupada food. But we all know Srila Prabhupada don't accept the food that is given in the flight. So then Srila Prabhupada said, I can't have this food. But that air hostess was feeling so sad that Srila Prabhupada is not accepting anything. So then they said, what can I do? You are not accepting the food. We are feeling so unhappy that you are not taking anything. Then Srila Prabhupada said, can I get some fruit? So then they have brought Srila Prabhupada very nice food, varieties of fruits. And they have served Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was very happy that they could serve him some good foods. So now when Srila Prabhupada arrived to Hamburg, Srila Prabhupada was remembering Calcutta. Why is that so? Why is he remembering Calcutta? We will see that. So here, when Prabhupada and Purushottama arrived, Shivananda and Krishnadasa came in a taxi to pick Prabhupada from the airport. So when they are arrived, it was weather was a little bit cold. And also, you know, when he was going from the airport to the place where they are staying, he was seeing around everything. Everything is very nice. And the houses, they looks like they are in Calcutta because Britishers lived in India, right? So then at that time, they have built everything. So they are, Srila Prabhupada is saying that they look similar to buildings like in Calcutta. So when he was seeing Germany buildings. So now we can see now Srila Prabhupada is going to the storefront place where Shivananda is staying. So now let's go to that place. So this place is a place where a pen draw of wick. This is the place name where this is a business area. And next to the store, there is a hair salon. And it's a very nice place. It's a storefront, very glass window, which is in oval shape. And there in the center, they have Radha Krishna picture on the window. So this is how this storefront looks. So now let's see where Srila Prabhupada lived in Germany. So now this is the place where like it's a temple. So now where is Srila Prabhupada living? Srila Prabhupada is just living across. There is a big building, a very big building, 15 floors building. And Srila Prabhupada was living there in a two rooms apartment kind of place where Srila Prabhupada was living. So Srila Prabhupada, when they reached and they took, Shivananda took Srila Prabhupada to this apartment where Srila Prabhupada is supposed to stay. And immediately Shivananda was saying that, oh, I'm so sorry because here Krishna consciousness is very small in Hamburg where compared to Los Angeles, it's very nice. So many devotees are coming. And we know that how in Los Angeles devotees are going for Hari Kirtan and distributing so many back to Godhead books. But here we are very hardly going for Hari Kirtan for like a couple of times and very little success. So Shivananda was sharing all these things to Srila Prabhupada. So then again, Shivananda was saying that there is not much devotees are coming to the temple. There is no lectures going on. So like that, they were trying to explain the situation to Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada was nicely sitting back. And he was smiling. He's not having any problem. He knows what's going on. But still, he wants to come there and to give association to Shivananda. So now then Srila Prabhupada said, that's all right. Now, Uttam Slok Prabhu and Krishnadas Prabhu They were trying to advertise that there are going to be some classes by Srila Prabhupada. And also we can see that Uttam Slok Prabhu, who can speak German language, he's an American boy, but then he knows the German language too. So then he was the one who is translating Bhagavad Gita in German language. So now we can see who all the devotees who took care of Srila Prabhupada in Germany. So we know that with Srila Prabhupada, Purushottam Prabhu has came. So he was always busy in writing translations and writing letters. So, and Shivananda was doing more personal service to Srila Prabhupada. Like he was cooking, he was accompanying Srila Prabhupada in his morning walks, daily massage, everything. But here we can see that Purushottam came from the Los Angeles temple. He just came with Srila Prabhupada. He was feeling a little sad because here he's not like in temple in US, like Los Angeles, because there are a lot of devotees, lot of programs, lot of services. There is so much of enthusiasm because so much of devotees are there. Now here it is not like that, very few devotees. So he was feeling a little sad to be like that. A part of Purushottam Prabhu's feeling, here we could see Shivananda's feeling. Shivananda was very exuberant because he was like, he was so happy. He was very, very happy because Srila Prabhupada is there with him. He was getting so much of personal association. That's why Shivananda is happy, but Purushottam Prabhu is very very sad because he's not seeing that lot of people and that enthusiasm spirit is not there over there because less people are there. That is what he's missing over there. And now we can see what was the overall scheduled time for the Srila Prabhupada. 1 week schedule, here it is written. We will see what is that. So Prabhupada told to Shivananda that he would give a temple lectures on Monday, Wednesday and Friday evening. And he would meet some guests on afternoons. So then also there is one good thing is there were two devotees who were ready for initiation. And also Srila Prabhupada, Shivananda was saying about Dr. Bernhardt, what he was telling about this doctor is he wanted to meet Srila Prabhupada. So then Srila Prabhupada began to speak about Germans, like Germans are very intelligent person. And also out of Germans, among the intelligent person, there are so many people who are looking towards the Sanskrit and also Indian philosophy. There were so many people interested. So now when Srila Prabhupada was talking about Germany people and their interest towards the Indian philosophy, now Srila Prabhupada has told one interesting thing. So do you all know that Srila Prabhupada has one god brother who is from Germany? So now we can see that Srila Prabhupada had a god brother from Germany also. Now Srila Prabhupada is expressing his some of the memories, how he had happened to talk with his German god brother, and he explained that how the Germany situations are, how the people were there. And this god brother got initiated by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. And so that's how Srila Prabhupada knows some information about Germany. So now we can also see that Srila Prabhupada not only having Krishna conscious knowledge, he has knowledge of everything. So now Srila Prabhupada likes to talk of many things. So one day happened to say Srila Prabhupada was talking about different manufacturing products. So then he was telling, so you see from different countries, they are manufacturing so many things, right? So then Srila Prabhupada was saying, if you see, Germany is the first one, first class, where it is, whatever they are producing, it will be like first class products. And the next is Japanese. And then next is Americans. So like that, Srila Prabhupada was telling to Shivananda and devotees over there. And Srila Prabhupada was making this point that if you all wanted to increase here in German Krishna consciousness, then you all need to go out and preach. And also you also need to do like Sunday feast, Sunday lowly feast, like how Los Angeles temple is having like that. You all need to do that. And it is important that the temple also should be very attractive, like how temple is there in Los Angeles. Like that, Srila Prabhupada was telling. And also Srila Prabhupada was making this point that go out and distribute magazines, so that you get some money, we can support for the center. And one more important point Srila Prabhupada was pointing here is that if you want to stay in this country, that it is very important that you need to learn the language. Otherwise, it's very difficult to preach, right? So Srila Prabhupada was main concern that to the devotees who are staying in Germany and trying to preach, so he's stressing on this point, why don't you learn the language? Then it will be very easy. So then while telling about this, Srila Prabhupada was also making understand us, not only if language is not a barrier for anything, if that's okay if you're not able to speak properly, if you have an emotion and if you have a love for Krishna, automatically the other person will get convinced. So to say this, then he was giving an example. What is that example is? Very beautiful example he was giving. If let's say there is a person who is a foreigner, came and settled in another country where he don't know his language and his house got burnt. What will happen? He'll try to show his actions. Oh, it's burning, burning. Help me, help me. Whatever it is, he will show his actions, right? Even though he was not able to speak in their own language for asking help, but then he will show his actions or like somehow he will try to convey that please help me. So that is how this Krishna consciousness is. It's so much of emergency. It's needed. We need to somehow or other. It doesn't matter whether we are able to speak the language. It doesn't matter whatever it is. We have to give this because Maya is spreading a lot. So we need to give Krishna consciousness to everyone so that everyone can come out of this Maya and happily get Krishna consciousness and they all can live peacefully. So that is what Srila Prabhupada was saying. So then there was visitors who came to visit Srila Prabhupada. As we said, once in afternoon, Srila Prabhupada wants to meet some visitors. So now here, there was a couple, wife and husband, who came to meet Srila Prabhupada. And she was reading Lord Chaitanya's teachings book. So then she said that the book was very nice. And immediately Srila Prabhupada said, oh, why don't you try to translate it and try to distribute in Europe, in the European country. So then people of Europe country, they could understand what exactly I'm trying to say. That's what Srila Prabhupada's request to this couple. So like this, Srila Prabhupada was always thinking how he can develop preaching over there in Germany and how he can make this center to be successful, even greater than successful as Los Angeles Temple. He wants, there is nothing here, but still he wants to see greater than the what already it is achieved success. So that is why Srila Prabhupada is always having a long time of broader way of seeing. He doesn't think, oh, it is not working. How can I imagine so big? No, still it's nothing going on. He keeps his picture so big. Okay, this is how it should be there. This is how the center should grow up. So like that, Srila Prabhupada always thinking, how to develop in Germany Krishna consciousness. So every day Srila Prabhupada used to go to morning walk. We all know that. So there one day Srila Prabhupada started going out in the morning walk with a few of his devotees. And what is he wearing? He was wearing a turtleneck sweater and a large black coat and hat. And he was carrying a cane in his hand. And then the one boy who was wearing the dress and pant, he's that is Krishna Dasa, because after a walk he wants to go to work in jewelry shop, as we already spoke about him, that he's working in a jewelry shop. So now when Shivananda and Prabhupada were walking in Hamburg in harbor, there in the Elbe river, there they saw that these who were the diggers, they were working, they were doing some working over there. So they started drinking in the early in the morning itself. And Srila Prabhupada said, oh, people started drinking in the morning beer in the early morning hours. Then she asked to Shivananda, and Shivananda said, yes, people here start very early in the morning drinking. So then Srila Prabhupada further started walking in the harbor. So then he could see very big billboards saying about these cigarettes. So then he was saying that Oh, these are secrets. Okay. Then Srila Prabhupada also was saying this point where why these people are so fat. Then when Srila Prabhupada asked this question, Shivananda, poor person, what he could say, could not say anything. He don't wanted to say the actual thing, but he said that, what did he say? Oh, you know, Prabhupada, they eat a lot of potatoes. That's why they are fat. But then actually, then Srila Prabhupada immediately said, what is the answer? He said that, Srila Prabhupada said that, oh, people eat a lot of meat. That's why they are fat. So like that, there was very nice discussion between Shivananda and Prabhupada while they are walking in the harbor. Now, Srila Prabhupada, again, most of the time, Srila Prabhupada's point is German people are most intelligent people. So then, but at the same time, now Srila Prabhupada is adding one more line to that. What is that? But they are also most materialistically attached people. So till now we are seeing that the Srila Prabhupada said they are very intelligent, they manufacture very good quality of products, and also they are very inclined to Indian philosophy and also Sanskrit. They like to hear Sanskrit also. But now he is saying that they are attached to the material things, more attached to material things. So then Srila Prabhupada, when they were walking in harbor, they saw that a big ocean liner was pulled with a small tugboat. Seeing this, Srila Prabhupada said a beautiful analogy. And we can see that everything that Srila Prabhupada is seeing, trying to connect to Krishna and trying to make us understand how it is very emergency for us to take Krishna consciousness. Like already we saw that how Srila Prabhupada was giving an example of fire. You know, when if a person is in the fire, he had to help himself, save himself immediately. There is no option of waiting for a minute or 2 minutes or 1 hour like that. No, we will burn by the time we think. So like that, in the same way here also, Srila Prabhupada was trying to explain how it is very much emergency to take Krishna consciousness by giving an example of ocean liner and also a tugboat. Ocean liner is a big boat. When it does not have an engine, the tugboat will come and pull it so that it will be able to stay near the engine area. So then, but you see, ocean liner is so big boat. But then in the small boat is coming and helping this big ocean liner. Right? So just like Srila Prabhupada is saying that a man under the spell of Maya is just like a big ocean liner. The tugboat is small, but because the big ocean liner has its off engine off, the little tugboat can drag it. Similarly, the soul without Krishna is pulled by Maya down to the hell. Soul might be very tiny, tiny, as we have learned in Bhagavad Gita, right? It's a very small, the soul is very small. But we think, oh, what is this? But if that soul is not there and we are not able to practice Krishna consciousness, use this particular body, then what? We will just go into the hellish planets again back. So that is what Srila Prabhupada is trying to explain from this analogy. And going on further, they were trying to walk more. When they were walking, they came across to a vegetable market. Srila Prabhupada was observing vegetables, fruits, and is very... very much paying attention to the specific details, whether the fruits are good or trying to pick up the good quality fruits and vegetables. Now, when they are walking back, Srila Prabhupada was giving an benefits of drinking hot milk and eggplant pakoras in the winter season. So then Srila Prabhupada was speaking to Shivananda and saying that after going, let's have a hot milk and hot milk and eggplant pakoras, like that they were telling. But then Shivananda asked, oh, hot milk? Yeah, then he said, yes, it is good for the cold weather. That is what Srila Prabhupada was saying. And also Srila Prabhupada was saying that looks like these cigarettes are very popular here. And then Shivananda said, yes. So now what happened in the rest of the day? And once they came, Srila Prabhupada started reading the books and took breakfast and answered some letters. At 11 a.m. he answered some messages, and then he took bath and he took some lunch, and then he rested for 1 hour, and then he received some visitors in the afternoon. As we already told, that afternoon times is a visitor timing for visit to Srila Prabhupada. If you want to visit Srila Prabhupada, you have to visit him in the afternoon timings, as Srila Prabhupada already mentioned. So then there were visitors coming to visit in the afternoon for Srila Prabhupada. And I already said that they were trying to give an advertisement that Srila Prabhupada is giving the classes. And Mandali Bhadra was another person who was translating Srila Prabhupada's words in German when Srila Prabhupada is giving these classes. But it happened so that so many times when Srila Prabhupada speaking, even though Mandali Bhadra Prabhu was ready to translate it, most of the people were speaking in English, so there was not necessary to translate. So then when Srila Prabhupada was giving these classes, as they are advertised, some people are coming. So then when Srila Prabhupada was sitting on Vyasasana, he could not see who were sitting back. So once he finished the class and he got up from Vyasasana and he was going around the room, then he could see one old lady who was around 80 years old, and she was sitting backside in the room. And Srila Prabhupada thought, oh, this is a landlord, the person who is a owner of that place. Oh, this is a landlord lady. Oh, she's a devotee. Wow, that's nice. Srila Prabhupada was saying that, seeing that lady coming and attending Srila Prabhupada's class. And then, so now Shivananda had no experience how to arrange for the lectures and how to make, you know, get to know that Srila Prabhupada is in Germany and get a contact so that we can increase the preaching. Shivananda does not have any experience, and he was always very busy in cooking and stuff like that. And Krishna Dasa, we know that he's working in jewelry shop. So this once what happened is, Shivananda, before even Srila Prabhupada had came, he had met this professor, Bernhardt. So then when he met when Shivananda went to meet this professor, actually, if you want to meet someone, we cannot just go and meet like that, right? We need to call them beforehand, try to make an appointment, fix a time like that. But then this Prabhu, he didn't know anything. He did not think about anything. He just went walking, and he was speaking to this professor, saying that, hey, we are starting here a temple, Radha Krishna temple. And I know that you are very familiar about Vedic scriptures. I heard your class. So would you like to come over there? So like that, Shivananda asked to this professor. And initially, this professor was a little silent, seeing the way of approaching, because the way of approach was not like so, you know, good way. Like he walked in and he's asking. But then later he thought, okay, it will help for his academic way, because he's trying to preach about different philosophies and Sanskrit. So he's trying to teach, not preach. Teach, because he's a teacher here. So then when he's trying to teach to the students or and give any conference, that education, whatever he's going to learn new things about philosophy or Vedic things, it's going to help him for his research or teaching. So he said, okay, let me come and meet your spiritual master, Bhakti Vedanta Swami. So then, but this guy, the professor, knows the etiquette. He knows the etiquette, how to meet a Vaishnava devotee. So then he was dressed up very well, tied up nicely. So he met Srila Prabhupada. So then when he met Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was giving the class. Before that, there was a kirtan going on. So then this professor had raised one question. He's asking about the animal killing. Then Srila Prabhupada has answered. So, and then also Srila Prabhupada was mainly focusing on Krishna consciousness is not about one certain, it is about universality. It is for everything. Then this professor was saying, oh, I'm interested to know more about it. So then this professor wanted to know what is the difference between Shankarites and Vaishnavas. What is this difference? And he wants to know more about these details. So then Srila Prabhupada said, okay, yes, let's talk about it. And they have arranged a meeting, and Srila Prabhupada was discussing with this professor about many things. And they were mostly talking about Sanskrit, and everything was talking in Sanskrit. They both were talking in Sanskrit only, very less now and then they were talking in English. So this person, when he came to meet Srila Prabhupada, he had brought some nice gifts to Srila Prabhupada. And he's very much good in understanding the different culture. I mean, like, okay, if I'm meeting this person, how do I dress up? Okay, if I'm meeting the other kind of culture person, okay, how can I dress up? So he knows that. So then Vaishnava protocol, he knows that. So then he dressed accordingly and he went and met Srila Prabhupada. Then when they are meeting, towards the discussion, Srila Prabhupada was giving so many details. There was a time where Srila Prabhupada has to use some a little hard words. I mean, not for him it would be hard words, but in general, it's a fact. That is what Srila Prabhupada is speaking. So then here, what Srila Prabhupada is saying is, if you are not able to do devotional service, whatever knowledge you are having, it's all waste. It's completely waste. It's going down. So hearing this, this professor was not able to take this point. He was so upset. What do you mean? That point, they were talking English because it was little where the point was not agreeable, right? They were talking English and everybody could understand what they are talking also. So then they were. Then again, this professor asked, so what do you mean? That I've studied so much, I've achieved so much of knowledge. But then if I'm not doing devotional service, you are telling this is always. Is that what you are telling? And then Srila Prabhupada again stressed on that. Yes, it's all going to be wasted if you are not utilizing it for Krishna. So now, then when they are talking, this person, the professor, what did he do is, he was talking about a person who was in hippie movement. His name is Ginsberg, Allen Ginsberg. This person was in hippie movement before. And he came to Krishna consciousness, but his name was very popular in the hippies. So when the professor saw about in news or somewhere, he came to know that this Allen Ginsberg is a part of hippies and now he's a part of ISKCON. So then now he's thinking, the professor is thinking, ISKCON means hippies. So then Srila Prabhupada got very upset and immediately he wrote a letter to Haigriva Prabhu saying what had happened. Exactly what he was talking to professor. Allen Ginsberg was an hippie before. Of course, now he was practicing Krishna consciousness. We support him. There is no problem in supporting this person. But I request everybody to chant Hare Krishna. I believe he is also doing so. And I don't want anyone telling us it's going to be an hippie movement. It's not an hippie movement. It is a scientific. And nobody should ever point out again this, again, going further. So make sure whenever you are trying to give a public interviews or you are trying to project yourself some way, never there should be a tinge of thing that coming that this ISKCON is a hippie movement or any we are all hippies. Kind of that should not come at all. We are not hippies. We are trying to help out here everyone. And this ISKCON is a scientific thing, that it is not any artificial. So like that, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Haigriva Prabhu saying that it should not repeat again. No, I should not hear about this. You please tell this Allen Ginsberg Prabhu that he needs not to have any connection with the hippies again. He need to chant Hare Krishna. So now there is another third meeting with the professor. And this meeting where Srila Prabhupada was speaking, he could understand that. Srila Prabhupada could understand that this person is not showing any interest to the Vaishnava philosophy. He just wanted to know about different religion so that it can help for his education. And he thinks himself to be Christian. And also Srila Prabhupada was specifically telling this one point that in all of this conversion, whatever meetings Srila Prabhupada has met to this professor, he didn't even once also, he didn't even say Hare Krishna. So that is what the situation of this professor, and Srila Prabhupada tried his best to give the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. And then after that, we don't see any conversation between this professor and Srila Prabhupada. Now moving on to the date, September 3rd, 1969. So September, August, September is a time of the festivals. What is we all know that It's, sometimes it comes in August festival and sometimes it comes in the September, depend upon the calendar of that year. So this September 3rd, it is a Janmashtami celebration now. Again, Srila Prabhupada is ready to celebrate his Janmashtami in a different country, in Germany. So now, after a week, immediately this happened that Janmashtami has came and everybody were observing fasting. And what happened is, like we saw in previous chapter in Montreal, we saw that how Janmashtami festival was celebrated so grandly, that many devotees were coming and visiting Srila Prabhupada. So much joy and so much enthusiasm, that festivity was there. But now there is no such festivity because very less people are there. When lot of people are there, that enthusiasm is different. When few people are there, that is different. Of course, Srila Prabhupada is there. They are very happy for that. So, but then for Srila Prabhupada to celebrate his Vyasa Puja or Janmashtami, Srila Prabhupada would like to celebrate with a crowd so that he could give more Krishna consciousness to everyone. So, but here only like half a dozen people are there and everybody were gathered. And before that, Srila Prabhupada at 11:30, he decided to shave his head. Even though this was not a ritual, a part of Janmashtami thing, but then he wanted to do it because Srila Prabhupada does it every month once. So then he, Krishna Dasa, did it very carefully to Srila Prabhupada. He saved Srila Prabhupada's hair very nicely. And then after that, they all went to the temple and they did their Harati and they all broke the fast at the midnight. Now comes the first time they ever published Vyasa Puja booklet and offerings of Srila Prabhupada's offerings for Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja from different temples. Actually, this was the first time they have published this. So they have received this booklet on the celebration day of Vyasa Puja. That is the 74 Vyasa Puja. That is, they are celebrating. On the morning, they have arrived, they received this post from New York. And it is 25 pages of booklet, pages with, and it has homages of Srila Prabhupada disciple from different center, not from one place. So what is this actually? How did it happen? They had to print this Vyasa Puja homage booklet. Why this happened is, once a month before, when Srila Prabhupada was there in Los Angeles, what happened is Srila Prabhupada's disciples could they found one magazine which had a Vyasa Puja homages by Srila Prabhupada, where he had written for his Guru Maharaj and appreciating his Guru Maharaj, he had made a book. So then seeing that, devotees find that, they brought it to Srila Prabhupada saying that, oh, what is this? And then Srila Prabhupada said that he had done this for his spiritual master 40 years ago. So now Srila Prabhupada said that, so we also do it. We can also do like that. Srila Prabhupada expressed his feeling that he wants it. So that on that point, devotees just in a month of a time, they have made everything. They have gathered like 17 different temples, devotees information. They made a booklet and they pleased their guru by sending this Vyasa Puja homages booklet to Germany. So now we can see why is this needed? Why is this Vyasa Puja homages are very important? Why we need to record it or why we need to do it? Let's see what Srila Prabhupada is telling. So because whatever is prayers is coming, whatever we are praying is happening, or whatever we are writing glorification to is Guru. What happens is that will pass on through the disciple session to Krishna. Ultimately, it is going to Krishna. Now, Srila Prabhupada was very pleased to receive this booklet because those glorifications are ultimately for Krishna, not for him. So then they all started opening, their book was opened, they read it very loudly. And once it is read loudly, now Srila Prabhupada is explaining why is it very important. And outsiders may think that, oh, I am listening my own glories. It's not like that. The real meaning of Vyasa Puja homage is not like that. It is that a test of how well the disciples were understanding Krishna consciousness and serving spiritual master. There are the praisings. we're going to the spiritual master. But it is also going to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These praisings, which they are trying to read it loud, are not only for the spiritual master. It is going to Supreme Personality of Godhead through the disciple line. So such praisings are required for disciples. To train disciples, we have to show this. We have to know. So if Srila Prabhupada would have not tell us, oh, what is Vyasa Puja, how we have to glorify the guru, then it will not continue, right? It has to be continued. Then if it continues, then only our prayers, our praise will ultimately reach to Krishna. So we have to train them. So to train them, he needs to do all this. So that is why Srila Prabhupada is saying, like how a soldier will train a military person. Soldiers are trained in the military, right? In the same way, I'm also training, but this is in the pure consciousness. So like that, Srila Prabhupada was saying. Now, after this, Srila Prabhupada was having one small wish, and also he was showing his love and care to his disciples by saying some words. What are these? When he was sitting on Vyasasana, he looked to all of his disciples just sitting in front of him. There are only few disciples sitting. So he was telling, I thank you all for improving Krishna consciousness. I had came as a sannyasi here. I came with an empty hands. You are providing me everything. What can I do? I can simply pray for you. So these are the sweet words. This is the love that Srila Prabhupada is showing to his disciples. And the care that he is receiving, and he wants to give it back, saying that I will pray for you and I am there for you. That is the assurance Srila Prabhupada is giving to his disciples. And Srila Prabhupada is having one desire also. He's requesting something. And at the same time, he glorified them, and he's also requesting something to disciples. So now what he's requesting is, don't be satisfied now that you have understand Krishna consciousness. Good, you have understand Krishna consciousness. It's not enough. It should be spread to others. That is what I want. I want it to be spread to everyone. In my old age, I've came to your country carrying my orders of my spiritual master. So you all young boys and girls, please distribute this and make everyone happy. So that is what Srila Prabhupada's desire. He's requesting his disciples to carry forward his duty to his spiritual master should be carried forward through his disciples, so that his spiritual master is happy that everybody is getting Krishna consciousness. So now we can see that how mercy can come anytime. And we cannot say that, oh, this person only will get Krishna consciousness, or this person only will get succeeded. No, it's not like that. Anyone, anytime, miracles can happen. Mercy can come from Guru Maharaj like that. Just like that. In a second, everything can be changed. Like that, we see from this pastime. What happened is, in the morning, devotees were ready for the initiation. There were five devotees who were ready. Out of which there were three were regular devotees, who were Vasudeva, Ramantu, and Suchendra Prabhu. I think after the initiation, they got these names. So these three devotees got initiation, and there were two other people. They are new. How did they enter into the list of initiation? Let's see this. So when these three devotees were getting initiated, this other couple came there. They were observing. They are also coming now and then, a month or so, very less time of span. They were coming to this temple center. And so they came for this ceremony. But these three devotees, they were practicing Krishna consciousness from almost for 1 year and following all the rules. So when the initiation was happening, this couple asked one question. So what is the qualification to get initiation? Then immediately Srila Prabhupada said that it's just that you have to chant your prescribed rounds and follow the four regulative principles. Then you are eligible to get initiated. So like that, Srila Prabhupada said, and immediately Srila Prabhupada mentioned that these devotees also will get initiated, and they have got named. Vishwanatha and Kunti. So Mataji's name is Kunti and Prabhu's name is Vishwanatha. Just by, you know, small, what do you call, small meet of Srila Prabhupada with very little time. Just that one question, if She asked, and that moment, Srila Prabhupada agreed to them to be as their disciple. So now, Srila Prabhupada was speaking after the initiation, how it is very much important to always chant Hare Krishna, so that only we can get purified. To make them understand that how this initiation is going to help them to go back to Krishna, Srila Prabhupada had to give a very nice example here. So everything is very clear. Everything is very scientific. It's not just we are saying that, oh, you need to get initiated, you need to chant 16 rounds, oh, you need to follow these four regulative principles. Then this is what we see, right? Why exactly we are telling this? So now Srila Prabhupada is giving very nice example so that we all understand exactly why we are following this and what will it, when we do this, where we are going, what is the end result that we are going to get. So we'll see from this example. So now Srila Prabhupada compared the purification before one get to one who, if I wanted to get go back to Krishna, so what kind of purification I have to need it is only achieved when I follow the four regulative principles, when I follow 16 rounds chanting every day, follow the spiritual master's rules and everything, then my body is getting trained to go back to Krishna. That example he was giving a very clearly to understand us by giving an example of astronauts who are going to moon. How they are going, of course they are not really going, they are not successful, that is also Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, they are not successful, but they cannot directly go to moon like that, right? They have to prepare their things, they have to carry necessary things, they are wearing something different on them so that they can go to the moon. They are not just going with the same thing, they have to prepare, they have to make so much of arrangements to go to moon. So if they were making so much of arrangements to go to moon, what about to go to Krishna? We need to make so much of things, right? So that arrangement is given by initiation process, by following these four regulative principles. Our body is getting ready to go back to Krishna and enjoy with Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada was saying this. To this continuously, Srila Prabhupada is speaking to make us understand how Krishna consciousness for everyone, it is like, you know, everybody got Krishna consciousness. Some people got it very easy without even enduring much as a mercy, like how this couple have got. Some people got it with so much of hard work. They have to cry for many years. Then they got initiations. Okay, but they have got it. But Srila Prabhupada is saying that if we are able to make initiative and distribute this knowledge, then it is very, very good. And it is going to help for many people. But it is like we are trying to distribute to many people. It is up to them, right? If they are taking it or not. So it is up to me. I got my initiation. It is up to me that if I am following my rules properly or not. If I am able to be grateful to my Guru Maharaj and if I am able to be take up the vows strictly, then I will be succeeding. Because we have that free will, as we already learned in Bhagavad Gita. So that Srila Prabhupada is making this point that we are here to canvas and say that, oh, take up Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna, follow this, follow that. But it is up to individual. It is their own independence, whether they are taking it or not. So in the same way, why is Srila Prabhupada telling all this? Now Srila Prabhupada gave this mercy to this young couple, right, who have just came a month before and they are getting initiation. So Srila Prabhupada is making them to understand that you have got this mercy, but it is up to your independence. Now, after you got your initiation, whether you are following it or whether you are not following it, it is up to you. So now in that case, Srila Prabhupada was taking a kind of little risk to initiate this Mataji and Prabhuji, Vishwanatha and Kunti. So that is what Srila Prabhupada is trying to explain very detailedly, that it is about our independence. Independence is given to us whether we take it or not. How we always be strict to take it, only it is possible when you are associated with devotees. So Srila Prabhupada is making sure that you associate with the devotees, always chant Hare Krishna and never forget Krishna. So that is what Srila Prabhupada is explaining to this couple and also to the newly initiated disciples, that how important is to follow the rules that is given by Guru. Now, oh my God, it is over time. Sorry, there is little more. We'll cover it. Then here, Srila Prabhupada is saying someone as a stats. What is, why Srila Prabhupada is calling this person as a stats? Who is that? We will see that. So then here, one morning when Srila Prabhupada was going for a walk, Shivananda is there and Krishna Dasa is also there with him. And they were talking about different ship buildings and industries and something like that. And this Krishna Dasa, he knows many things. As soon as Srila Prabhupada asks something, he will give an immediate information. Okay, he was asking about industries. Then he gives statistics about industries. And he's asking what is the population of Hamburg. Then he immediately says, okay, this is what the Hamburg population. So immediately, Srila Prabhupada named him saying that Krishna Dasa is stats. Means he provides the statistics on everything. So on this, Srila Prabhupada was making one more point that how Shivananda was answering everything. And at the same time, Srila Prabhupada is saying that even though I am a guru, I am taking you back to Godhead, but still I am learning from you. It is not that I am guru, okay, I am not needed to learn from you. Even though I am guru, I can learn from you. So this is so nice way Srila Prabhupada is showing his so humble. So nice that he's saying that, oh, I'm a guru or I'm a teacher. I know everything. He's not saying that. Even though he is a teacher, he's able to, deliver us. But then he might also not know something. He's learning. Very humble mood. So very nice. We need to learn from this from Srila Prabhupada. I was thinking in the same way when we see this Govinda Damodar kids. Oh my God, those kids know many things than the teacher who is sitting and teaching, especially when I am teaching to Govinda or Damodar. I feel I am nothing in front of them. They know many things. And it is sometimes you feel, oh, okay, these kids are telling then us, oh, we might feel, oh, I'm learning from this kid. This is an ego for me. But then here we can see that Srila Prabhupada is very happy to learn from his disciples. That should be our humble attitude. So here we can see how Srila Prabhupada is very much caring and loving to his disciples. So there was a meeting with Srila Prabhupada in the morning. They all went to go for a walk. And now this time, we saw that Shivananda had a very much loving affection with Srila Prabhupada. And so what happened is Shivananda was taking walk with Srila Prabhupada. And it was so cold. And Shivananda was rubbing his hands like this. Srila Prabhupada observed when they were going into elevator. So then Srila Prabhupada asked, what happened? Then Shivananda said, I'm feeling so cold. And then Srila Prabhupada, what did he do is, oh, actually before that, there is one more incident. What is that is, when now Srila Prabhupada was going with a walk to with Shivananda, what happened is, Shivananda felt very weak and tired. He was sleepy. So Srila Prabhupada observed that. And Srila Prabhupada said that, oh, okay, it looks like you are tired. Can we sit here? Srila Prabhupada is so caring and loving that he could understand that his disciples are working day and night and they don't have proper sleep. So he's okay to work, but still he waited for Shivananda. Okay, let's sit here. Let's relax. And Srila Prabhupada was sitting in a back seat and nicely. And Srila Prabhupada, Shivananda was also sitting. And Srila Prabhupada was just sitting. And Shivananda was just seeing into Srila Prabhupada's eyes. And it was very nice. Shivananda was feeling so happy spending some time with Srila Prabhupada. And now this incident, what happened is Shivananda shared with other disciples, whoever there in the temple. So they are all were very anxious that so much of love is happening in walking. So they all also want to go. Okay, I am also coming today. So then everybody went. And now again, Srila Prabhupada said, let's sit. And then Srila Prabhupada saw that, everybody were seeing like this and sitting, trying to sit and imitate like how Srila Prabhupada is sitting. Srila Prabhupada was he was unable to control his love, how the disciples were trying to imitate Srila Prabhupada and trying to waiting for that moment, that the glimpse of directly eye-to-eye contact. Then Srila Prabhupada was very happy to see their love, disciples' love towards him. That is what another incident. So then when Srila Prabhupada was walking back from walking, they were seeing this beautiful church. And the church was surrounded by devotees who belongs to the church. Community, the Christian community, like if there is a church, the building of the church or people who comes to the church are living in the same area, like how you see in India. So Srila Prabhupada was saying that this is what in India is. If there is a temple, people leave around the temple, all the devotees, and it is nice. So he's asking to Shivananda, sir, can we get this temple like this? I want that something. Then Shivananda said, okay. See, now when Srila Prabhupada was saying that there should be a temple and surrounding to the temple, everybody should be a devotee. So right now we can see that. Like we, if you go to ISKCON Dallas, there is a temple and devotees are living around the temple. And if you see Houston, we have the lane itself called Radha Lane. I mean, so like Srila Prabhupada, whatever he designed, everything is now coming through, and we could see that. And I hope Srila Prabhupada is very happy seeing that whatever he was asking to Shivananda is right now there, and we are able to see that. So now again, when they are walking, what happened is it was a day of throughout day. In Germany, there was this day called throughout day. Once a month or something it happens. So what they do is they keep all the wastage, storage wastage things, which is usable things, outside in the garbage. And the garbage collectors will come and collect it. But they will give some time because it's a giveaway day. So then Srila Prabhupada was asking, what is that? And Shivananda explained, okay, this is what. And then Srila Prabhupada was seeing that, oh, there are many nice things that we can use it for the temple. And then Srila Prabhupada was point outing this, oh, can we take this for the temple? Oh, can we take this for the temple? Then Shivananda was keep telling that, oh, no, this is there, Prabhupada already. This is there, Prabhupada already. Now Srila Prabhupada has point out one thing, which is rug. And Srila Prabhupada said, this rug looks very good. Now let's take this. Then Shivananda agreed, okay, let's take this. And they have cleaned it very nicely and they have fixed in the temple. The temple room was looking very nicely. And now the incidents that I was telling before, that Shivananda was feeling cold. This is another day where Srila Prabhupada and Shivananda was going for a walk. And Shivananda was feeling very cold. And Srila Prabhupada, what did he do is, he was telling to Shivananda, oh, you are feeling cold? Okay, give me your hand. And then what did he do is, he put his hand near the chest of Srila Prabhupada and on his chest. And he said, oh, you put your hand here. If this part is warm, everything body will be warm. Seeing this, Shivananda was so happy that how he grabbed the Shivananda's hand and he was putting near the heart and he was telling that, oh, be cool. It's okay. You will be warm. Like that, like a small baby, how you take care. Like that, Srila Prabhupada was very, very loving and caring to Shivananda. And we can also see that Shivananda Prabhu has learned many cooking things. Like he learned from Srila Prabhupada, eggplant pakoras, chapatis, and many things that Srila Prabhupada has taught Shivananda how to cook. So one day what happened is Shivananda has cooked eggplant pakoras. And then Srila Prabhupada said, oh, eggplant pakoras are very tasty. And then what happened is Shivananda started cooking every single day. It's the same thing. And then Srila Prabhupada said, no more eggplant pakoras. So Srila Prabhupada also started teaching a part of eggplant pakora. He taught him, as I said, chapati and many other things. And also one day what happened is very nice. Shivananda Prabhu is so nice. That there is one sweet pastime of him reveals that how great he is. Shivananda Prabhu only used to take whatever is remaining from the Srila Prabhupada's plate. That is his lunch. That's it. He would not take anything more. So one day it happened so that Srila Prabhupada ate everything. There was nothing remaining. Shivananda Prabhu was feeling hungry. So then what did he do is he was making a cereal for him. So then Srila Prabhupada immediately called Shivananda Prabhu and he took him. Now Srila Prabhupada is into cooking class now. He's giving a cooking class to Shivananda Prabhu and he's going to teach us halwa, how to make halwa. Let's learn from Srila Prabhupada. So here, the kitchen was very small, like they were telling some 6 feet square and with a small countertop. And there was little electric stuff. So then Srila Prabhupada saw that Shivananda is making only cereal and eating that, okay, I will teach you the halwa. And he told how to roast it and how to cook it with the sugar. And then he said that, you know, whenever there is nothing, you don't eat cereal. You're supposed to eat this. Okay, you can make this and eat it. And now one day what happened is Srila Prabhupada wants to eat a mango. And then it was very hard to find in German mango, but then they found it one which is in green color. So then what Srila Prabhupada said, it cut into pieces and put it in the sugar syrup for 1 week, and it will become, when it turns a little black and it becomes like a pickle, we can have it. Then now Shivananda Prabhu knows that Srila Prabhupada does not like to waste anything. So then what did he do is he was asking, oh, what can I do with the peel of this mango? Then Srila Prabhupada says, what is he asking? Srila Prabhupada was like little bit like that for a minute. And then Srila Prabhupada answered, okay, if you wanted to do something, okay, put that peel into the mustard oil and add salt and turmeric and leave it and then have it. Then everybody did not like it except Mandala Bhadra Prabhu. That Prabhu only liked it. Everybody did not like this. The peel, whatever the recipe that Srila Prabhupada has told. But then we can see that how each and everything can be used for Krishna. We don't have to waste anything. So then next day what happened is Srila Prabhupada had a breakfast and then Shivananda started cooking. And then now Srila Prabhupada saw that Shivananda is cooking. Whatever Shivananda cooks, he used to offer it to Radha Krishna deity that Srila Prabhupada had in Hamburg. So then what happened is then when Shivananda was offering, Srila Prabhupada saw that. And once Shivananda was cooking, and then suddenly Srila Prabhupada called, Shivananda, come here once. And then Shivananda went, and Shivananda, seeing what Srila Prabhupada had to say. So then Srila Prabhupada said that, okay, open the altar. I mean, the little like a cupboard or something it is there, in that Radha Krishna deity is there. And so then he opened it and he showed, then, you know, whatever you are cooking, you are not cooking for me. You are cooking for them. So like that, Srila Prabhupada has told to Shivananda that you are cooking for the deity, you are not cooking for me. Like this, Shivananda was always helping Srila Prabhupada. He was like a walking companion, cook, he used to do massage. And so much of loving reciprocation is happening between Shivananda and Srila Prabhupada. So now what happened is, why do old people need a massage? Why is this? And Srila Prabhupada is explaining to Shivananda that when he is having massage on his head, when they become old, from the stomach, the bad air is released. When you do these massages, then what happens is it redistributes and it helps the body. So that is why in old age, people need massage. That is what Srila Prabhupada is telling to Shivananda. And so every day at 11, Shivananda would give a massage to Srila Prabhupada. And he went and he saw what happening with Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada was covered with a blanket and he was chanting Hare Krishna. And then Srila Prabhupada asked Shivananda, can you pray for me? Shivananda was like in shock. How can I pray for my spiritual master? Will it work? Then Srila Prabhupada said, why don't it work? Are you not a devotee? So then you have to pray for me. Like that Srila Prabhupada said. So this time when Shivananda was massaging Srila Prabhupada, this time Srila Prabhupada has told that push very hard near my chest. So then Shivananda was feeling so bad. What's happening is Srila Prabhupada fine? Is Srila Prabhupada having any issue? Srila Prabhupada is again telling that push harder near my chest. And Shivananda said, I feel like you have to go back and you seem to be not so good. You are good in Los Angeles. Better you go there, like that. But then Srila Prabhupada said, and also Shivananda is saying there is not much preaching going on here. So then Srila Prabhupada said, that's all right. Srila Prabhupada said softly, we are doing our preaching work, whether there is lot of devotees or not lot of devotees. It's our duty to preach. So that is what Shivananda Prabhu was, Prabhupada was saying to Shivananda Prabhu. Before we end the discussion, I was remembering when we are reading this Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita back in one and a half year back we were reading, right? So that time, Shyamagauri Mataji and Lalitangi Mataji were sharing some sweet pastimes of this Shivananda Prabhu. I would like to repeat them for the benefit of myself and for benefit of everyone. If you would have not attended that session, these are not my words. These are from Shyamagauri Mataji and Lalitangi Mataji on that session. They have spoken. So I've remembered that. I wanted to just share it. One thing is the Shivananda Prabhu stays very close to this Charlotte, where is that temple called Prabhupada Village in Sandy Ridge. I don't know the place if I'm pronouncing correctly. So then wherein this Prabhu is like 75 years old now, and he's very humble. He's very, very humble. He lives very close to the temple, and he used to get up in the morning 3:30 and go to the temple. The couple, Madana Mohana Mohini, some Mataji's name, and both are very old, and both used to go to the temple early in the morning, and very humble. Till now, when Mataji was sharing this, she was telling that till that time she was cooking chapatis and he's serving everyone, and he's very humble. Even though someone had to say something to him, he's like, okay, that's fine, like that. And he's having a very beautiful DVDs and library of Srila Prabhupada books, and Srila Prabhupada used kartal, mridanga, and everything is there with him, and a small set of a doll set where, you know, you can make Srila Prabhupada's, like making that like look like a Srila Prabhupada's room, where Srila Prabhupada can sit here, Srila Prabhupada can rest here, like that. So this is all about Shivananda Prabhu. Shivananda Prabhu is very, very, very humble, and if anybody talks about him, everybody used to say that this Prabhu will definitely go back to Godhead. And we can see that just that 3 weeks of association with Prabhupada, Shivananda Prabhu had dedicated his life completely, not only that time back when Prabhupada is there, but now also until his age 75 plus, he's still dedicating his life and he's still cooking for devotees, still making those chapatis that he had learned from Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Shivananda Prabhu, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, and please forgive me for all the mistakes that I have committed, and thank you so much for the opportunity. Hare Krishna Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hari 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 Bhai. What a beautiful class. Amazing, Master. You are like a firecracker. Very, very beautiful. Yeah, very nice. We covered the entire chapter in so much detail. It was so nice to know about Shivananda Prabhu. It was also very, very nice to know about Srila Prabhupada's stay in Germany, what all they encountered, their experience, how Srila Prabhupada thought Shivananda Prabhu and others, what to cook and how to, you know, basically carry out Krishna consciousness. The meeting that was had with different people, especially that professor from Germany. Everything was very interesting. And yes, while we were doing this chapter, I felt the entire chapter was a glorification of both Shivananda Prabhu and Prabhupada together. I think the entire chapter was about the devotee with Srila Prabhupada. Usually, most of the chapters in Leelamrita are not like that. There's always a mix, but this was like so much focus. It was so beautiful. And I also remember hearing about these Prabhus, this Prabhu from Mataji and Bhaktivinoda. So, yeah. I don't know if he came once, if I'm not wrong, some years.
Yeah, yeah, back. He came, Mataji. He came on early morning calls before it seems. He gave the classes. Yeah.
Right, right. He used to be one of the, he's spoken about Srila Prabhupada. He's come on the calls. Yeah.
Yes, yes, he's spoken that. Yes.
Very, very nice, Mataji. Excellent. And, dear devotees, we open the forum for question and answers. If you have any questions, answers, realizations, appreciations, please feel free. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika. You were speaking. Hare Krishna. I'm so happy to hear you. What a wonderful remembrance of the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees. Could you repeat that recipe that Prabhupada told Shivananda? For the was it green mango pickle?
Yes, yes. He told to put in the sugar syrup mangoes. Cut the mangoes and put it in the sugar syrup. Leave it for 1 week. Let it become like a black, and then it becomes like a pickle. That's what he said.
Okay. And did he add any spices to that?
No, just sugar syrup only. I can send you that copy paste via WhatsApp, Mataji. Recipe.
Okay, and then he said another recipe as well.
Yeah, for the peel. Yeah,
something the peel. In mustard oil.
Yes, the peel of the mango. the peel that you throw it out in the trash, right? When you peel it and you use the mango. But Srila Prabhupada is giving the recipe for that peel also.
Oh, nice. So he put it, submerge it in mustard oil?
Mustard oil, yeah. And turmeric and something else he said. So I'll type in. I will send you, Mataji, that one also.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate this so much. Just listening to this nectar. Thank you. You made my day.
For joining and blessing me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Mataji, this is Rupavati Kishori, and I just loved the class, Mataji. It was so good. Seriously, you made our day. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Nice to hear your voice. Thank you for coming on the call. Very grateful.
Thank you, Mataji. It was very nice.
Please do join us daily, Mataji, for the sessions.
I'll try, Mataji. It's difficult for me, but I'll try.
Nice to hear your voice. Hare Bol.
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. You know what happened? I was there till the last, but suddenly there is a big storm and internet just went for 2 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, now she's after the call, she's going to scold me. Always during my call, something will happen for you. But God, Prabhupada's mercy, the connection came back and I rejoined. So it was very nice and I was wondering. Even 1 hour before when we spoke, what were you telling? No, I'm not confident, but it didn't look like that. So good. Very, very beautiful pastimes. And every word in today's discussion, in today's what you are sharing, it showed like how much Prabhupada, every minute thing he was giving so important, and he never wanted the devotees to feel bad. So many things. More than like a teacher. Just like, sometimes I wonder, even parents, we get so frustrated when kids do something wrong. But Srila Prabhupada at that age, so much of love. Thank you so much for sharing the nectar. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Padmasakhi Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dharmat Pranam.
Hare
all
Krishna,
to Srila Prabhupada.
Hope you would get the chance to go to temple, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, I came and then I could join from the end. So at the end, I joined. But then you were so immersed in the pastimes and in the explanation. Really, really, Mataji. Like, as if, you know, it just goes with the flow for you. You don't, I don't know how to explain it, but then it's really very nice to listen from you. And I'm thankful that I could join at the end. And you know what, like I think Sucharya Mataji was talking right now, right? Sucharya Mataji is always there in the, like in the Dallas kitchen. She wants to always help out in the kitchen. And no doubt she asked about the recipe. Hare Krishna, Sucharya Mataji.
Hare Krishna, I'm so happy to hear your voice. Thank you so much.
Hare Bol. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, for the wonderful class. And always reminding that how each and everything, like specifically when you're talking about the kitchen, like how each and everything can be used in the service of the Lord. And there are so many things which we overlook at times. And I think reading this and listening to this Lilamrita just gives us a reminder of all these things. And as you were talking, I think when you talked about the kids and the classes, I remember in our flyery class, this Ryan, right? he knows so many things, you know, and it is really like this makes you understand that the kids, I don't know when he got introduced to Krishna consciousness. I think it's not very early. He's just like now he's got introduced, but the enthusiasm which he has, and this is what Srila Prabhupada has, you know, inculcated in them all through his books. So thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for attending the class and encouraging me, Mataji. Yes, Mataji, Damodar Govinda kids are so greater in the devotion, Mataji. They are somewhere and they're only small. That's why they are coming to these classes. Otherwise, you know, they have got lot of knowledge and love for Krishna. Very great kids, these kids are.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Go ahead, Radhe.
It's okay. Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Sarveshtha Srila Prabhupada and Shri Guru and Gauranga. Mataji is such a real, real beautiful and very nice summary, and you, how the Prabhupada, he was loving to his disciples and how he was caring when I heard about the back pain to Shivananda. Right? So all the time he just caring to the his disciples, and he teaches all the things how you can use from waste to best, like that, from wasting to best things, right? So it is very nice, Mataji, and you did, I can see that how you are so enthusiastic to preach the Krishna consciousness and your guru's orders, you just follow very nicely. Mataji, I want that enthusiasm from you, Mataji. It's very nice, Mataji. Today I really love your class. Thank you.
Thank you, Ishimati Mataji, for encouraging me. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. What Yashamati Mataji was saying is so true. Your Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita, I don't know how you finish the whole chapter. Many times you get really, really big chapters, and yet you make sure that you go systematically through each and every part of the chapter. You don't miss anything. It is like reading the whole Leelamrita on our own itself, Mataji. Your classes are just amazing. And it was so nice. The way you were, it was not just a narration. Today, you were asking questions and then you were giving us a response. Do you know about this person? Yes. Okay, let me tell you something about these two people who got initiated now. And that's how it was. So it was very lively, Mataji. I love that also you shared about Srila Prabhupada had a god brother who was from Germany. So that was also very interesting, Mataji. And it was so sweet, like today after Guru Maharaj call also, that was what was in my head, that oh my god, Guru Maharaj is so merciful, so compassionate to each one of us. He wanted the new stick to be held on each one of our heads virtually, but same way Srila Prabhupada is so compassionate. He's like so worried, okay, is Shivananda okay, is Prabhuji fine, like is he cold, is he tired? He's taking such good care of his disciples, and such a loving relationship, definitely. And I'm Mataji, please pray that I would also be able to preach someday. That's what Srila Prabhupada loves. That's why he was willing to give so much of affection and time to Shivananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for your encouraging words. You are also preaching, Mataji, giving so many classes on Bhakti Sangha. You have did series of Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Inspection, all these classes. You have so many Bhagavatam classes, Chaitanya Bhagavat classes, Leelamrita classes. You are preaching, Mataji. Preaching does not mean only giving classes, Mataji. We have heard this from many speakers. It's not my words. It's also like helping other person who is giving class and background
exactly,
work.
Exactly, Mataji. I don't do anything like that.
You are doing everything, Mataji. You are giving class, you are also helping in background. So you are doing 100% preaching, Mataji, and Srila Prabhupada would be very happy with you. Hare
Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvi Mataji, Koti Koti Dandat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Sri Gurudev Kiche, Sri Radha Gopinath Kiche, Srila Prabhupada Amrita Ki Jai. Mataji, today, so sincerely, Mataji, now you are explaining from Srila Prabhupada Amrita, so sincerely, Mataji, so sincerely, without seeing in a book, Mataji, this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev. And yes, Mataji, I have seen that you are attending morning class, evening class,
kids class, Sishi Bhagavatam class, Sishi Chaitanya Bhagavatam, hearing so many classes, maybe 7 or 8 hours. Mataji, I will take only 2 minutes. It's difficult to explain all the class, but I just explained 4 or 5 points. You explained so nicely about the small boat coming and help the big boat. Engine jab band ho jata hai, toh small boat is coming and help to the big boat. So Srila Prabhupada is so humble. He said, Sivananda, that please pray for me. So Sivananda become little bit, he said, how can Srila Prabhupada say that please pray for me? But Prabhupada is so humble, Mataji. And you explained about the soul without Krishna, Germany story. And Prabhupada went to for vegetables and fruits for good quality. And your... making egg pakoda and hot egg pakoda for Shishi Laddu Gopal and Shishi Gaur Nitai and hot milk. And then you explain about the Prabhupada's writing. Prabhupada is given answer by letter, and then Prabhupada is also given afternoon time, visitors time, and hardly Prabhupada 2 to 3 hours rest and writing all the books. And in Germany, there is very less Vaishnava. But Srila Prabhupada said we should not become upset that whether it's so many Vaishnava or whether it's less Vaishnava, but we should preach preach Shishi Bhagavatam or Shishi Chaitanya Bhagavat. And then you explain about the Mandali of Srila Prabhupada that time in Germany. The language problem was there, but jo हृदय का जो भाव होता है उसमें लैंग्वेज नहीं आती है. प्रभुपाद को भी पहले लगता था कि जर्मनी लैंग्वेज वी हैव टू लर्न, बट इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी. यू कैन एक्सप्लेन बाय द एक्शन ऑल्सो. एंड प्रभुपाद इज गिवन अ क्लास एंड देर इज अ ओल्ड लेडी सिटिंग बैक साइड टू श्रील प्रभुपाद. तो श्रील प्रभुपाद सबको नहीं देख सकते थे, पर क्लास खत्म होने के बाद he will talk with each and every Vaishnava. And Sivananda is also expert in the cooking, and you explained about the Shishi Radha Krishna temple and Vedic scriptures, and that professor is arguing too much. But we learn a lesson from Srila Prabhupada that how patiently sometimes Ajji Padma Sakhi told that it is difficult, whether it's a 5 years kids or 30 years kid, it's difficult to give a Krishna conscious to them. We have lots of patience to give a Krishna conscious by our own action. And we learn a lesson from Srila Prabhupada that how patiently Srila Prabhupada teach with that professor or non-devotee. And then there is also Srila Prabhupada explained about the philosophy that he's not saying single time Lord Krishna and but Hare Krishna, and he's just arguing, but still Prabhupada is given answer to that professor. And about the Krishna consciousness is for everyone. If you are not using Krishna, all your Prabhupada said, if you are not using Krishna conscious, your whatever you have a study, whether IT engineer or doctor or how much knowledge you have, but if you not using in a Krishna service, it is like there is no use of your knowledge. And hippies, and now he is a ASKCON is not a hippie movement, Srila Prabhupada told, and write down the letter to write down a letter to one Srila Prabhupada disciple, I forgot the name, and hippie. Prabhupada said that our movement is not hippie movement. We are not scientifically, the Hargriva. Srila Prabhupada write a letter to Hargriva that ASKCON is not a hippie movement. And then celebration of in 1963, the festival September 3 is a Shishi Janmashtami festival. And I remember Ajji Adikadar Prabhu told that when that Mataji is sitting outside the temple and she's little upset in Shishi Radha Ras Bihari, and big industries is going वहां से पास हो रहे थे, तो उन्होंने बोला क्या बात है, आप यहाँ क्यों बैठे हो? और she is with tilak and white sari, and she said that Janmashtami festival is coming and we don't have a much fund. तो पूरा Janmashtami का श्री राधारास बिहारी का जो वो था खर्चा था वो उन्होंने उठाया था. He is not devotee, but he said he sees that American are accepting Hare Krishna moments and our Sanskriti so sincerely, so I have to help them. So this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And there is a Vyas Puja Srila Prabhupada book all over the world. Srila Prabhupada Disciple is offering right down there. And that book is 25 page book, and disciples from different state all Vaishnava are not, non-Vaishnava are not understand. But Srila Prabhupada said to Shivananda, we should not, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani ki seva mein enthusiast rehna hai. So by the mercy of our Acharya Gan and Mrs. Gosami, anybody can preach and, Krishna's moment. And then you explained about the Shyam, Aji Shyam Gorin, Aji Lalitangi Mataji. Yes, Mataji, before 6 months we visit to Srila Prabhupada village. I have seen how sincere they are doing seva. Get up 3:30, some are busy in a ditties, Shishi Gaur, Shishi Nityananda and Shishi Gauranga. Some are busy in a cooking morning 3:30 and making chapatis, oatmeal cutlets, and they prepare prasad for 10 to 12. Some are busy to arrange all the Shishi Nityananda and Shishi Gauranga's dressing, and Bhakti Devi Simati Shishi Tulsi Maharani Puja, and there is a Shishi Bhagavatam class. Only 5-6 Vaishnava, but how sincere they are, Mataji, in a Srila Prabhupada village. Thank you, Mataji. Srila Prabhupada Amruta ki je, bahut hi sincerely apne aaj Srila Prabhupada Amruta ka class liya. क्लास तो नहीं लिया पर हमें शिल प्रभुपाद अमृता में लेके गए. कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम टू योर सिंसर सेवा. शिल प्रभुपाद शिल गुरुदेव की जय. शिशी शिल प्रभुपाद अमृता की जय. हरे कृष्ण.
गोपिका माता जी फॉर समराइजिंग सो नाइसली. थैंक यू. इट शोज सो मच ऑफ लव यू हैव फॉर शिल प्रभुपाद. थैंक यू सो मच.
हरे कृष्ण माता जी. प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हंबल ओबेसेंसेस. ऑल गोस टू प्रभुपाद, ऑल गोस टू गुरु एंड गौरांगा. Thank you very much for this wonderful nectar, Mataji. After hearing Guru Maharaj, we joined you and it was in the YouTube, but I wanted to thank you personally. So I came to the Zoom. Thank you very much. It was full of nectar. And just like how Guru Maharaj is taking care of us, how Prabhupada is taking care. And I know Prabhupada is taking care of us even now. And thank you for making us aware, Mataji. It was full of nectar. And you were so enthusiastic. You were very inspiring. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for coming and blessing me. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Is there anyone else who would like to ask me anything? We have some comments, Mataji, on the chat. So we have a comment from Jaya Mataji, Asarishanmai Mataji, thanking you for past times in Germany, from Vinda Gupta Mataji, then from Akati Mataji, who is new, and she's joining for the first time in the relationship. Thank you so much.
For joining and listening to Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrita. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you, Krishna. Thank you, dear devotees. If there are no more questions, comments, or realizations, we are ending the call now. One chapel, but we will put the part under the
name.
We are the name.
We are the name.